Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. I have a big box full of black biscuits for you today. Delicious biscuits. We started off the show with Ain't Nothing But a Groovy Party, which is loosely based on Ain't Nothing But a House Party. Brand new track by the Original Gravity All-Stars. Original Gravity is a UK label which mainly releases soul, funk, R&B, ska, and reggae, but not old unreleased stuff. This is all new by bands like Floyd James and the GTs, Melbourne Douglas, Melvin Craig. They actually have quite a lot of great talent on their label. I've been getting more and more exposure to the label listening to Scooter Sounds on Mixcloud and being part of that. Every once in a while, I'll do a Wednesday set on Kev Andrews' Scooter Sounds. midweek modness. If you get a chance, please check that out on Mixcloud, because it's such a great way to spend your afternoon, especially if you're working or something like that and you want to have some tunes in your ears. There's just a really great soundtrack to your day. I also have some announcements coming up, and I'm just going to give you sort of a teaser right now, but I'm going to be starting a new event, which will be a monthly with another DJ who goes by DJ Stop, also known as Norman Breaks. He's a vinyl DJ in town who does a lot of disco and modern soul, and I'm going to do a battle of the 45s with him or something along those lines. We haven't quite smoothed it out yet, but it is definitely in motion and it will definitely be happening. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. And of course, the first Friday of every month is the Red River City Soul Club at the Legion on the River. That's Club 60, ANAF Legion. Make sure you come down for that. I would love to see you, and I would love to play some tracks for you to cut a hole in the floor. I have an exciting show for you today, so take a bite of this. The Precisions, You'll Soon Be Gone. It's the flip side of If This Is Love, which is a huge Northern Soul anthem, which I have on the Drew label. It came out on the Drew label in the US, but I also found it on the Stone label, which is a Canadian pressing. But for some reason, this side sounds great. The flip side does not sound good on this pressing for whatever reason. So for this song, I play it on this Canadian pressing. And for If This Is Love, I'd Rather Be Lonely, I play it on the Drew label. Preceded that with the Parliaments, who later became Parliament, who later became Parliament Funkadelic. George Clinton's band, which he melded with his sister band, which was called Funkadelic, to create this super funk band, the P-Funk Mob, Parliament Funkadelic. But this is back right before they made that change. This is 69. They changed their name to Parliament in 69. But this was released as The Parliaments. The track's called The New Day Begins, and it came out on the ATCO label. They had been recording for Cotillion, and according to the label, this was still recorded for Cotillion, but released by Atlantic on their ATCO label. It was written by George Clinton and is just a fantastic mid-tempo Northern Soul dancer.
It was love at first sight. I saw him on the corner that day. He was standing with a bunch of guys. There's something about the boy that caught my eye. A wow wow wee and a wow wow wee, oh yeah. More than everything. A wow wow wee and a wow wow wee, oh yeah. I hit the end in the nutty. Walked by the corner nice and slow. He looked me over from head to toe.
Yeah.
was Miss Johnny, also known as Johnny Richardson. A little confusing as that's perceived as a man's name. And when you hear that, you think, oh, that's a boy, like a young boy singing. In fact, I've met a few people who think that that's a young boy singing, but it's actually a woman. And her name is Johnny Richardson, daughter of Zelma Zell Sanders, who was a member of the Hearts as well as their manager, and owned several labels, including J&S Records, Zell's Records, Sprout Records, and Dice Records. Johnny Richardson was in the duo Johnny and Joe, along with Joe Rivers. Before that, I played The Kittens. This is 1963. Now, this is not a band to be confused with the Chicago girl group who released the Northern Soul track, Ain't No More Room. That is a different group. This group is from Philadelphia, and they included Sheila Ferguson and Jeannie Scott. Jeannie Scott is the older sister of Helen Scott from 3 Degrees. And this group recorded only 4 singles and then broke up in 1964 when Richard Barrett auditioned and signed Sheila Ferguson to record solo for him, and then she joined the 3 Degrees. So it'd be safe to say that this is the band that molded into the 3 Degrees. Started everything off with the Angels, a great hand-clapping girl group sound. They went through several names, including the Halos, the Powder Puffs, and the Starlets. As the Angels, they recorded 4 albums and almost 50 singles between 1962 and 1964. And as I look at Discogs, it looks like I have 4 of their singles. So I've definitely played them before on the show. Their big hit is, of course, My Boyfriend's Back, which, if you hadn't noticed, the track by The Kittens, Hot Water, was actually an answer song to My Boyfriend's Back, or a gender swap song. It's like the girlfriend returns and has to deal with what happened while she was away on vacation, but done to the same rhythm and melody as My Boyfriend's Back. Just lighthearted teen girl group fun. The track's called Wow Wow Wee, He's the Boy for Me, and that came out on the Smash label in 1964.
Center of the country and the middle of nowhere. This is On Target on the Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn.
Hit the destroy these lands. Don't make them desert sands. Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca,
the official On Target website,
for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
The Yardbirds from 1966. This is the Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page era of the band. They were definitely a super group. They had so many artists who went on to be forerunners in rock music. Lead singer Keith Relf is underappreciated and just not talked about enough. He had an incredible voice, led the band through all its incarnations and did it with power. He not only sang, but he was also an incredible harmonica player, played all the harmonica on the band's tracks. He died at age 33 from electrocution when he was playing an improperly grounded electric guitar to record his first solo album, which never happened because he died so abruptly. And shockingly, I mean, pardon the pun, but it was a shock to everybody. And it only happened in 1976. I feel like that's such a waste, such a loss, such a shame. Before that, I played the flip side of the Terry Woodford track that I played last week called Gonna Make You Say Yeah. This track is called Hit the Ground. And as I explained last week, Terry Woodford was a producer and engineer at Fame Studios and Muscle Shoals, and recorded a rock and R&B track on one side of this platter and this beat number on this side. Came out in 1966 on the Fame label. Started everything off with Herbie Hancock, Bring Down the Birds. That's from the soundtrack of Blow Up, which is a mod favorite film. A movie which, by the way, the Yardbirds were in. Keith Relf, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. And as you know, I don't even need to tell you this, that hook in this track was made very popular by Delight in their track Groove is in the Heart in 1990.
You got what you want, and now you're gone. but you, I want your dog to run loose. All right, I'll keep mine all locked up. You know that ain't right. You know that ain't right. I said it ain't right. I said it ain't right. Oh, well, I just wanna let you know, woo, that it ain't.
I was just packing them in there, starting off with the Velvets, not to be confused with the Velvelettes. This band is on the 20th Century label. The track's called I Gotta Find Me Somebody from 1967. After that, Sam and Kitty, a Northern mind blower called I've Got Something Good, which came out on the Four Brothers label. Then Sandy Sheldon, You're Gonna Make Me Love You on OK from 1965, and finished everything off with J.J. Jackson, That Ain't Right, which came out on the Cala label in the U.S. I played it for you on the Canadian Allied label from 1967.
Everybody do the temptation walk.
Everybody do the temptation walk.
Everybody do the temptation walk.
That was the Soul Set, Surfin' Boogaloo, on the Johnson label from 1967. From the same year before that, the Sensations, Get On Up Mama, on the Way Out label. And started that set off with the Checkmates Limited from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Discovered by Nancy Wilson, and this track was actually produced by Nancy Wilson. A very interesting note is that in 1974, they starred in a blaxploitation movie called The Black Connection, with first leading role given to their then lead singer, Bobby Stevens. Their album FSO, which came out in 1974, was actually the soundtrack to the movie.
Listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
Thank you. Did you, baby? 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 Did you, baby?
Question Mark and the Mysterians, although you might recognize that song, it was covered by Smash Mouth and made very popular when it was released on their 1999 album Astro Lounge. But what's even more interesting about this is Question Mark and the Mysterians aren't even the original band to do this song. It was originally recorded by the Four Seasons, featuring the sound of Frankie Valli. Not the voice of Frankie Valli, but the sound of Frankie Valli. And then it was covered by The Toys, who do a great version. But I gotta say, I think that this is my favorite version. The other thing is, all three of those versions came out in the same year. In fact, The Toys version and the Four Seasons versions came out in the same month. Before that, I played The Habits, a track called Need You from 1966 on the Decca label, produced by Spencer Davis and Stevie Winwood, and started that set off with Georgie Fame from 1969, an absolute out-of-this-world track that almost doesn't fit into any genre. It's the own thing. It's a real experience. Somebody Stole My Thunder, which I played for you on the UK CBS label. I'm going to leave you off now with the flip side of the track that I started the show with, the original Gravity All-Stars. This track is called Organized Drum Sax, and it is funky and fantastic. Enjoy. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maud Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.